Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Well, I didn't have a show Monday, but I'm back today, Friday. Wish me luck. I'm looking on the world's lowest computer. I'm going to be opening up the chat room. Don't know what the chat room is. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and give yourself a name, preferably your own or whatever you are promoting. Okay. You'll be promoted in the chat room. I'll mention you. Go do it now. And let's open up the chat room.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
I posted a picture on Betty Jo's Facebook, because I know her guest. I met her guest briefly. I talked to him for a while. Really nice guy. And that is Chris Lemon, son of Jack Lemon. She's going to have him as a guest. Movie Attic Headquarters is Tuesday at 4 p.m. Chris Lemon with A Twist of Lemon. That's his book. He wrote about his father. And if it's anything like his one-man show, it's terrific. Just great stories, great stories. Who knew? And I'm not going to tell you all the tie-ins to other famous people in the book. You just have to listen to Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I posted a picture for you, Betty. And who else is in the house? We have George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And that is at 2 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. If you go to their Facebook page, you can find out more information and get in on the link or the line or the whatever the word is they call it. Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Well, it's all radio shows in the house today. Whoa. Oh, who typed in a lot of things? Oh, Betty Jo logged in, logged out, logged in. Betty Jo, what are you doing? You're going a little crazy here. Oh, I can't. I'm trying to follow the thread. That was the word I was looking for, the thread, following the thread. Chris Lemon, by the way, Betty Jo, what a nice guy. You're really going to enjoy having him on your show. He is very, very sweet, and his wife and his children, they're really nice people. But from the heart, he really is. Ooh, a little corrosion going on. La da 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 da, shoot boop be yada yada, da 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 day. Yeah. Let's do something wrong, something there is no name for, something we'll die of shame for tonight. A glorious evening, if you will do with me something we all agree is really, truly not right. The moonlight is so strong, the stars are all on display too, and we haven't done in way too long. The night is prime for something we could do time for in grief. Lock all the doors and windows, then I will gladly do something beyond taboo with you and a couple of geese. Put on this paper thong. The mustard's heated, then you can do repeatedly something excessively messy and just so very dead wrong with me. Wow, did it end? That was a fast song. What happened there? Ooh, Cat Vecchione. Is it Vecchione or Vecchione? I don't know. Is in the house from Wacko World. Hello. It's Wacko World. It's Wacko World. Anyway, let's keep it going.
I can't explain this love of mine, but I can say I won't stop trying. Nature orders things outside of time. Gypsy moth, it's how I know your mind. Call it spooky action at a distance. entangled mystic. You're nothing like a butterfly driven by fear and want. You're one big appetite. You made an awful mess and sown destruction. From some forgotten cells came your instruction. But who can blame you, little one? What's done is done. A sum of facts is not the whole truth. And if consumed like poison fruit, has consequences you may regret. But every cause has this effect. And who can blame you, little one? It's been fun.
Comedy in between.
Come in. Come on in. Come on in.
Hi, hi. My name's... Hi, how you doing? My name's Jolene. I'm your babysitter.
Hi, we've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God. You know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already. Yeah. We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah. Well,
that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is... could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boy.
We've
been
waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
It's right in the kitchen. Okay. You want us to show you?
Well, yeah, all right.
Mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you have such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now, just waiting for someone to knock on our door.
Well, you know, I'm so glad. I need the money, because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why is she your last babysitter?
Do
you boys have a respiratory problem?
No. We smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, it'll stunt your growth, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7, he's 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I was talking about nervous.
You remind of us of our late great aunt.
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria? Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little game?
Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
If she's late, then I presume she's dead.
Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
Aunt Victoria down there with her croquet set.
All right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
Dark in here.
Why, sure, is that spider webs?
That's lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, Okay.
If you didn't need...
for Victoria Day. What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here.
You're frightening me. And quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, let me show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. I must use this word. What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that?
Thursday. Be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Snack time. All right. Snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh, yes.
We were at the beach, you see, with Pauline. She didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli and asparagus.
And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we?
But
it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing, Mama. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
They're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weebelows by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. The paper mache her eyes together.
Well, they're very creative. Yes, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think we have an all-night party.
She said the magic word. It's bedtime.
Oh, look at this. Brocale.
Always fun. That was Joe Purse. Clio winner for commercials. Remember the Clios. You do if you watch Mad Men. And who do we have in the house? Okay. So you pronounce it. I got to go back up there. Zeki. Okay, I'm going back to pronounce your name. Kat, how do you pronounce it? Vecchione? Am I getting close? Sounds like macaroni. Oh, look, we have a stranger in the house. Oh, Vicky Chats is there. Hi, Vicky Chats. Thank you for joining us today. Glad to see you. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 2 p.m. Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. And Kat, when's your show? Is it same time? I guess so. Clio's with a C. It was the Clio's, the Commercial Something Awards that they used to do a long time ago. They used to have them. They used to actually give out awards. I love watching the Mad Men series only because when I first came to New York, I used to temp at all those advertising agencies. I feel like everyone they mentioned, I must have temped at. Okay.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Yes, thank you, George Bettinger, for that wonderful promo that you did for me. Speaking of promos, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Hopeville, the City of Light, just out on ebook. You can get it on Kindle. And who knew you can get an app? It's hard for my eyes to read, but I got through it. It's Fran Capo's Hopeville, the City of Light. A wonderful. It's not a long read, and it just came out this week, so why don't you get it? It's only $4.95. And my friend Fran Capo wrote it amongst, I think this is her 19th book, 18th book. It's hard to keep up with her George Bettinger, isn't it? And check out, it's on Amazon, available on Amazon now, Hopeville, The City of Light. Very nice book. You feel good book. Very inspirational. So it's very, very, very nice. And so Leanna Conley, cool about friend. Oh, Leanna Conley's in the house. Hey! Leanna Conley. I'm glad. Check out Leanna Conley's book. Leanna, post your book site. I read Leanna's book. It's available on Amazon now. And it's a very, very good book about her. I think it's called Stories My Father Told Me. Put the book on, Leanna. I can't use my words today, people. Leanna Conley, a very funny comedian, but also a terrific writer, and much success with her book. So post your book site where they can get that book. So get Fran Capo's book and get Leanna Conley's book, and then you're set for summer reading. All right, everyone. Post the site of your book, Leanna. Don't be shy. Everybody else, everybody post your sites. There it is. Leanna Conley, War Stories, A Father Talks to His Daughter. I can't use my words today. What is wrong with me? Okay, it's right there, people. Go Facebook friend Leanna, too. And she's also, not only is she a talented comedian, she's a talented photographer. Oh, look who else is in the house. Gail Parento's in the house. Gail Parento, best publicist in all of New York City. Gail Parento, because she cares. And we're moving along today because it seems to be going fast. And let's give a...
Never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run the line. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna pump no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was present.
Summertime, let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. We'll be cool, cool, summertime, sit the bartender and we'll feel alright. We'll be cool, cool, summertime.
Okay, Mike Rocket, Cool, Cool Summertime. Very good. Leanna Conley. You can find Leanna Conley on Facebook. Check her out. Very talented photographer. Now she's a writer. She's also a great comedian. Wow, we got more people in the house. Gina Charles, welcome to our chat room. Nice to have you here. And we have so many people in there. Wacko Bob, Leanna Conley, Kat Vicchione, Gina Charles, George Bettinger, Gail Parento, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. You're going to love interviewing Chris Lemon. He is just the nicest, nicest guy, Betty Jo. So everybody's in and out. Yeah, I know. I'm on a terrible computer. So Leanna Conley's book is called War Stories, A Father Talks to His Daughter by Leanna Conley. You can get that on Amazon. And I think it might be available as an ebook. I'm not sure. Check it out. Check it out. And you get a free app at Amazon, too, for Kindle, free Kindle app. Just check that out, too. All right, Gina Charles, welcome to the show. Hi, Gina. I wonder, does everybody know Gina? Say hello, Gina. Anyway, I'm on the world's worst computer, so let's see if I can get it to play. Here we go. The Mel and L.
Hyperbole.
I wish I could ignore the little voices in my head. Hush now, if you're quiet, you can hear my tick-tock, tick-tock, my biological clock. Yeah, she's real and I only just met her. She's trying to come in, but I don't want to let her whisper. She is sleeping. Don't wake up my tick-tock, tick-tock, my biological clock. My biological clock. Sometimes I feel the kicking of a baby that's not there. I dream of blooming Dale's maternity and all the great big underwear. I stare at little children on the subway every day.
Like a pedophile.
I'm slowly turning into a Rebecca De Mornay.
Who?
From The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
That movie where she breastfeeds the other lady's baby.
And that's so creepy.
I know.
Hush now.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step and step and hip and clench, headlock and dominate. Power play. Apply negative pressure. Serve positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy Lambada arbitrage.
I'm gonna tell you some stories about some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parents and woes. These conversations have got friendships built. But the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got some grandmother blues. Got those.
Afraid I got those bad mother blues. I think my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Well, you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abductions, they are running through my head. I found him moments later, just as happy as can be. He was only gone.
celebrate your Mother's Day. You may sit around your table and say,
man, my mom's great.
You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. Well, remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best friend.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they may prevent.
You'll get the best band of the blues.
Honey, you're gonna poke your eye out, that's why.
Blue.
Wow, sorry.
That's Motherlode and those bad mother blues. Wow, my chat room is all abuzz. I'm just trying to figure out. I got people from everywhere here. You know who's missing? Cyanide. Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Addict Headquarters, you're out of Pueblo, Colorado. Gail Parenta's out of New York. George Bettinger's out of South Florida. Kat, I'm not sure where Kat's out of. I'm guessing California. Leanna Conley, could be anywhere, but I'm guessing Florida that you're in right now. Vicky, I don't know where are you now, Vicky. And Wacko Bob, are you in Florida too? I got a lot of Florida peoples. Well, yep, I know you're Florida. Okay, so you're there. She travels a lot. Sometimes she makes pilgrimages to New York to take pictures. She's got a great headshots, takes really good headshots. And George Bettinger, Mom Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 2 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop Facebook friend, the Mom and Pop Shop, and you'll find out more. Okay, what do we got here? Oh, this one's for you, Betty Jo. I'm not sure if you can hear it or not. But, oh, there you are. You're on the phone. You, Betty Jo.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died cause he was old. When she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me, I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, because of your family, you're nuts, because you're nuts, crazy, insane.
Vicki, that harmonica you heard playing was just me doing it with my voice, a fake hand harmonica. I may be performing next at the Soder Improv Jam on the 11th of this of August, 7 p.m. It's right next to Stand Up New York at the Soderly Theater. I don't know yet because it all depends on if the Fires win the playoffs today. We're playing today, and if we win the playoffs, I got to come back and forth from my house on the island of Long. And I play the hand monica. I think you call it the hand monica is what I play. Anyway, we're winding down. Boy, it sure goes fast when you're having fun, everybody. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, Tuesday, 4 p.m. She's going to have Chris Lemon on. Don't want to miss that. Gail Parento, always interesting. Oh, loved Madison Rising. Thank you for turning me on to Madison Rising. Gail Parento, George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 2 p.m. That's today, 2 p.m. Kat Vicchione, I hope I got that right. Wacko World, yay, Leanna Conley, get her book. Go to Leanna Conley, check her out on Amazon, get her book, get Fran Capo's book, Hopeville, City of Light. I got to find your book, A Father's Stories to Her Daughter. I can't remember. Why can't I just trip over that? Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Vicki Chats, not sure. Vicki Chats, when is your new show? Vicki, Wacko World will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday nights at 6 p.m., I'm assuming on Blog Talk Radio. Well, everybody's leaving us. I've got, what am I going to go out on? I know this one. Here we go. Have some more crazy Nancy Lombardo. Also, don't forget to watch me tonight if you're in New York City. Three channels. Okay, here I got to go through the whole list. Okay, channels 56 if you have Time Warner, 83 if you have RCN, and 34 if you have Fios. If not, you can watch me 7 p.m. New York time. Worldwide on the internet, you can watch me at www.mnn.org. That's on the internet. You can watch me at night, and you can catch me there. I was trying to find something really short to put on here, but I don't know what I'm going to lead you out on. I got to find it. It's so hard to do the switchboard. You're lucky, Betty Jo. You have help there. All right.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. You make me, cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Make me Don't make me tell you, son. Make me. Great to the Z. Here we go.